Senate President Mike Haridopoulos announced before the legislative session began this year that he would do all he could to ensure the passage of two claims bills this session. One measure would compensate William Dillon, who spent 27 years in prison for a murder he didn't commit. The other would pay for the care of a man named Eric Brody, who was severely injured almost 14 years ago in a crash with a speeding Broward County sheriff's deputy who was late for work. A similar proposal to compensate Brody passed through the Senate last year, but was held up in the House.
As we all saw at the last night of session, we were all hopeful that this bill would have passed, and we felt we had the support in both the House and the Senate, of course, from the governor's office, but it did not come to fruition. And what we'll be pushing again early in the session this year, so there's plenty of time, is to provide the Brody family some finality and justice.
And Haridopoulos made good on his word, making the claims bills the first to pass the Senate this session. Brody's father, Charles, says waiting on a decision has been difficult.
What's going to happen when we have the committee meeting? Or what's going to happen when we're before the House? We're driving up 9 hours. We're being put in a position where we're at the mercy of the legislature.
But following the Senate's move, the proposal stagnated in the House. House Speaker Dean Cannon says often claims bills get caught up in politics. He says though he feels some claimants do deserve payment, it isn't an issue that should be taken lightly.
We're talking about either individual facts where you're asking to waive the law. Keep in mind that all these claims involve waiving sovereign immunity, which is otherwise the law that would prevent the recovery above the sovereign immunity limits.
Representative Bill Hager, a Republican from Boca Raton, says he votes no consistently on all claims bills. He takes issue with the idea that claims bills ask legislators to make exceptions to the law for some people in certain cases.
I believe we are a nation of laws and not of men. I believe this one-off approach makes us a nation of men and not laws. Our charge is to bring to bear uniform public policy, the same law for all at all times.
But others, like Representative Richard Steinberg, a Democrat from Miami Beach, argue the claims process isn't a way to skirt the rules, but an intentional part of the rule of law.
Yes, there's sovereign immunity, but the law also provides for this process. So it's not that we are doing something that is unlawful or not contemplated. When the state created sovereign immunity, they also created a relief valve, understanding that there will be circumstances that will come and arise that will justify the waiver of the cap, the lifting of the cap, the moving of the cap, however you want to call it, in individual circumstances.
Lawmakers considered several other claims bills, including one for Aaron Edwards, who suffered from cerebral palsy due to alleged negligence during his birth 14 years ago. The measure, which would be the largest claims bill in the state's history, would require a public hospital in Lee County to pay about $31 million. But Max Stepanovich, who represents the hospital, says the hospital did nothing wrong and argues an off-the-charts payment would be unfair. Stepanovich says the hospital doesn't have the insurance to cover the payment and adds that this is the first claims bill the hospital has faced in 50 years of operation.
I thought it had sovereign immunity, not sort of immunity.
The committee unanimously passed a proposal that would reimburse the man who spent 27 years in prison for a murder he didn't commit. Aaron Edwards' bill passed 12-1. The Brody bill passed through the House committee with an 11-1 vote. It faces one more committee stop in the House. Only one claims measure failed to pass the committee. For WFSU-FM, I'm Regan McCarthy.